Welcome to the Mind Retreat Coaching Show with your host, Kim Jang. Kim is a certified life coach, business owner, and former master trainer for permanent makeup and lash extensions. She will empower you to look at the world and yourself to get you in a frame of mind to launch and scale your own beauty business. Now, here's your host, Kim Jang.
Hello, my gorgeous friend. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of my retreat podcast. I really appreciate you being here and supporting me. I hope you all had an amazing week. I had an amazing week with my kids, hanging out by the pool. Last week of summer before they're going back to school. Today's episode is about how to overcome your anxiety. I know a lot of people feeling anxious right now because they're thinking of all the chaos that happening in the world right now. COVID, the gas price, the economy, the inflation, shooting, politics, the war. I often run into people that saying things like, I'm so tired of all of this. I can't wait for it to be over. The reality is we don't know if it's going to get better, if it's going to get worse, if it's ever going to be over. The question is, any of this is in our control? The answer is no. It's not the fact that this thing exists that causes us anxiety. It is our thought about it, that we are not accepting it, that we are resisting what is, what happening right now in the world that causes us anxiety. There's a study from a group of psychiatrists saying that 80% of what humans worry about never even happened in the first place. So why do we choose to worry about COVID, gas price, the economy, the inflation, the shooting, the politics, the war? It's not in our control. There's a really good book from Byron Katie called Loving What Is. She had mentioned that when you fight with what is, when you fight with the reality, you only lose 100% of the time. She also mentioned there's three kinds of business in the world. There is God business, like the war, the weather, and there's other people business, and then there's your business. So when you in God business or other people business, that when you create suffering for yourself unnecessarily, because it's not in your control. The only business that you should worry about is your business. And a lot of time our anxiety coming from us worrying about the past or the future. I know a friend that he going through a breakup right now, and he keep thinking that, oh, I supposed to be with her. I mean, there's nothing wrong with feeling sad, but when you think you're supposed to be with her and you are not because you guys broke up, that just caused unnecessary suffering. Instead, accepting what is, the fact that you break up and that you are not with her, that is the fact right now. And yes, you're feeling sad, and that's okay. It is not in our control to make the past continue. I have another client that worry about her future so much that making her sobbing so hard when she get on the session with me, because she think that she would not have enough money to cover the rent, the bills next month. And the fact that she is so worried right now is making her frozen, that she cannot do anything to even make the money for next month. She became frozen. Instead, if she can be calm about it, she still have time to make that money to pay the rent. So the lesson here is, imagine you in the middle of the deep mud, and if you freak out and thinking that, oh my God, I'm going to die, then there's a possibility that you would be so scared, so worried that you stop breathing in the middle of the mud. But if you be calm about it, maybe you can get yourself out of it. You could call for help. You could grab on an object and slowly walk out of the mud instead of spinning your head, telling yourself all the scary things that could happen that might never happen. If you're feeling anxious right now, I want you to ask yourself, what am I worried about? It's usually something about the past or something about the future. And you know, most of the time that is not in our control. What in your control is your present moment. So ask yourself, right now, am I okay? Right now, am I safe? And answer yourself. The answer usually, right now, I am okay. Right now, I am safe. Keep repeat this over and over again until you feel calm. And this is how you reprogram your brain to overcome anxiety. That's what I have for you today, my friend. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Mind Retreat Coaching Show with Kim Jang. To continue the conversation with Kim or start one of your own, follow her on Instagram at Mind Retreat Coaching.